Welcome to another edition of Giants Online here on Giants.com. I'm Bob Papa. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody.
No. Happy Thanksgiving to you. And that is a great holiday haircut you got working.
My senior vice president of communications, Pat Hamlin.
You ready? You didn't say that already?
Not yet, but I just did.
Let's introduce the turkey. How's that sound?
Yeah, Pooch joins us here on the program this week.
Happy Thanksgiving, and it's great to be back playing some football and, you know, after 2 weeks off, because obviously the bye started in Cincinnati on that Sunday, so it's good to get back and play some football.
Art Stapleton from The Record also joins us this week. Are the Giants reinvigorated?
Well, that's what they're saying. Let's see when they step out on the field to see what this team looks like. I think they are. I think it was a mental break as much as it was a physical break for this team, and they needed it.
They sure are doing a lot of talking with themselves, closed-door meetings. You know, we might have been, which I tried to say at the beginning of the year, one of the things after winning a Super Bowl is you think you can do anything you want. Maybe they've been a little bit, what, overconfident? They might be coming out of the locker room?
Well, Justin Tuck used the word, you know, borderline cocky. Yeah. Victor Cruz used complacent.
Eli maybe could throw it up there all the time, and, you know, one of his guys will make a play. But this year, the other team's been catching it a little bit more.
What is this conversation all about?
I don't know. They're just...
I want to clarify one
good
thing.
Good. You do.
I can't clarify everything you just said, so I just want to focus on one thing.
Okay.
The players-only meeting is not a new development. The players-only meeting was a debriefing, which is something that our players did last year, where they go in, just the players, and they break down the game film and talk about the things that they individually could do better and as a group they could do better. They started that process again this week. I don't want, you know, when you hear that there teams
must have been,
closed-door, players-only
meetings.
That
must have been quite a meeting with obviously there'd be a lot to talk
Listen,
about.
The players-only meeting idea, when it works and you turn it around, it's a great starting point. When it doesn't work, everyone looks and throws their hands up and goes, oh, big deal, it was a players-only meeting. It worked last year. This team got on the same page.
It's a continuation of the weekly analysis and assessment and breakdown of the film. It's not one of these, hey, we got to get it all together. It's the guys looking at honest self-analysis is what it is.
And I think that's what this team needed. This team needs a look in the mirror. You know, what am I doing to help this team get on the right path back to where they need to be? I mean, if you were watching Monday Night Football this week and you saw what San Francisco did to Chicago, they come out of that game saying, oh, 49ers are the best team in the NFC. Well, guess what? It wasn't that long ago, it may seem like 3 years ago, that the Giants went into that stadium and
beat them up
in every facet of the game. That's what the standard has been set for this team.
And maybe the Giants need the Packers this week to kind of get them out of their funk.
And I think there is some honest analysis with this team. You know, you talk Super Bowl hangover all the time in the summer. But sometimes I think the hangover comes in the middle of the season when things might not be going as easy as you thought it would. I'm not saying they stopped playing, but, you know, 10 games was a grind. It was a grind emotionally for this team.
Two things. One is you mischaracterize, as you typically do,
me?
This notion that the players are talking too much. What I will say about that is what I like about what the players are saying is they're accepting responsibility, okay, and they're challenging each other. And that's how you start to get out of this funk that we've been in.
Bobby?
Well, when you said they were talking too much, Monday they came back from their bye and they were made available to the media. Were they not supposed to talk to you?
No, I was just thinking some of the things that were coming out of there.
Like what? Give us an example.
You know, like the overconfidence and you know, now we obviously we're refreshed, we're ready to go.
That when a guy like Justin Tuck answers a question. Now, I wasn't there. You probably weren't either.
No, I wasn't.
But I would be willing to bet that the question was, were you guys overconfident? And Tuck then starts on that thing
actually the question
borderline
was,
cock.
The question
you,
was the last two
Art
weeks.
Art was there.
The
yes,
last okay. last 2 weeks, do you feel as though you guys have lost a little bit of confidence? And he said, I don't believe we've lost confidence. In fact, I think maybe we had a little bit too much. Maybe we're even borderline cocky in some respects as far as taking care of what we need to take care of from start to finish. So that's kind of where the answer was.
All right, we're going to get to the break. When we come back, we'll answer some of your questions via Twitter as we continue with Giants Online here on Giants.com.
trade tonight, baby.
Leadership's just doing what you're supposed to do. Doing the things that are going to make yourself better, your teammates better, and having that rub off on your teammates.
Touchdown, Giants! Quick
game. It's being here first, working hard, and proving to the other guys that that's the best way to have success.
Manning back to throw.
He's got Cruz! Touchdown, Giants!
Big Blue. It's who we are.
Watch Big Blue on the MSG Network.
Back here on Giants Online on Giants.com. Sunday night, Giants and Green Bay Packers. Go ahead.
Can I say, I hope one of the questions, and I haven't read them, is about Eli having a dead arm, because I am really tired of that question. So I hope
no, there's really no questions about
okay,
that.
Good.
But what do you want to say about it?
Because it's ridiculous. And it really is. It's really ridiculous,
it
and
is.
I hope it's not on there. Go
it's
ahead.
It's not on there.
Good.
Sort of
I'm
confirmed.
Glad you brought it up.
It was sort of confirmed. Sort of. You know,
really?
That was the word. That was the wording used to confirm the report that he supposedly had a dead arm.
Oh.
Was it was sort of confirmed? Not rock solid. Yes, someone confirmed it. It was sort of confirmed.
Yeah, I remember one year he was supposed to be out for like 3 or 4 weeks.
Yeah, that too.
Next week. So, I don't know.
I
think if the receivers get open, the line blocks
exactly.
better, and they run the ball better, his arm doesn't look so
his
dead.
His arm looks pretty good to me then.
All right.
You know, the long pass against Pittsburgh that seems to be getting a lot of attention, the long pass to Knicks, it was actually a PI, and they got the ball where the ball was thrown to. So, you know, there were a couple plays that Eli threw the ball downfield that the ball was there, and they actually drew penalties downfield. So in the NFL nowadays, passing game is about drawing penalties downfield.
And if my memory serves me correct, he threw a deep ball down the middle of the field in Cincinnati. Didn't look like there was any problem
there.
Like I said,
Cruz, I think it's ridiculous.
To drop it. All right.
Go ahead.
Ready? We got questions via Twitter. Speaking of Victor Cruz, at William14, have defenses figured out a way to stop Victor Cruz?
I think that, you know, I'll put on my basketball sneakers. Maybe it's like a boxing one. Maybe they're trying to, you know, get him and surround him and force the Giants to do other things. And maybe being off this week, they were able to see what defenses are doing to him. Maybe Victor was able to look at it. And they'll be able to counter that.
Well, Victor has said all along, you know, look, teams are being more physical with him. And really, the last couple of weeks, I mean, you had to think, if you think back to last year and the hits that Victor Cruz took, he was on, you know, he was clean a lot of times making plays. I mean, he's taken some shots so far this
year. Yeah,
he's
been nicked up.
How about the first series of the
up?
Pittsburgh game?
Right.
He's been nicked up. He had the calf. And he's talked about it. He's got to do a better job of getting off the line of scrimmage. Well, when you're not completely healthy, that becomes a little more challenging, especially when the defense is making a point of being
absolutely
more physical.
Exactly.
And
here's a news flash,
Bobby, you've watched a lot of football this year. Defensive backs are getting away with a lot of grabbing and holding.
Even when the new officials came, the old officials came back, they still let them play.
A lot of PIs.
Victor is a rhythm receiver, too, though. I mean, his job is to get off the line, get into space, and Eli will find him. If teams are changing their coverages somewhat to slant it towards Victor, you know what? Hakeem Nicks had a monster game against Cincinnati, but a lot of that was in catch-up time. I mean, you know, we keep saying this. If Hakeem gets back to being Hakeem, the coverage for Victor will change
a lot.
It'll
help Victor.
And that's why you got to be careful when you look at the stats, the ranking of the offense and defense, because it's based on gross numbers. Do you realize the Giants actually improved where they were in the, league rankings off the Cincinnati game, both offensively and defensively?
I always go on points.
All right, question. At Madison Mother 1, why aren't the Giants using Ramsey Barden more? He proved worthy in Carolina.
Well, I think one of the reasons is that their offense just can't stay on the field. You know, their defense can't get off the field, and the offense can't stay on the
field. Can't make first downs.
And that was a big thing that Tom Coughlin said going into Cincinnati is that, you know, we got to get first downs. We got to be on the field. You know, the Giants want to use a lot of these different packages, but you can't use packages with Ramsey Barden and David Wilson if you're not on the field.
And Reuben Randall, and Dominic Kickson if you're going three and out.
And also, it's real simple. You know, when you're struggling, fans always want the guy that's not playing.
Right.
They always want the rookie Wilson to come in. They always want, not in this case, but backup quarterback to come in. They want another receiver to come in. So the answer is not always the guy on the bench. It's the guys who are playing on the field.
Yep.
They have to play better.
Right. But with that said, they're having all these red zone problems. Might Barden maybe open up some different kind of options for them?
Maybe. I mean, I got to think that this team is going to look at what it does well and then what it needs to improve on and try to tinker with things. But the bottom line is, if you can't get Eli going with Hakeem Nicks, Victor Cruz, Martellus Bennett, and get some semblance of a running game.
Well, that's the big key.
Throwing into the end zone, the Rams' Barden isn't necessarily number one option when you have all those guys on the field.
Was in Philadelphia late, though. We're going to take a timeout. When we come back, more questions via Twitter. Much more Giants Online after this.
Effort and determination is everything. Making sure you're beating your opponent on every down.
Touchdown, Giants!
Making sure you catch every ball.
Off the deflection!
Fighting for every yard. Making sure that every time you touch that football, you're striving for excellence and you're striving for each and every touchdown that you can make or achieve.
99 yards!
Big Blue, it's who we are.
Catch Giants Rewind Tuesday nights at 8:30 on MSG.
Back here on Giants Online on Giants.com, Sunday night, Giants and Green Bay Packers. A couple more Twitter questions. T.T. Cheech, at T.T. Cheech wants to know, will the Giants try to use the no huddle to get Eli and the offense in a rhythm early?
They should. They should. I think.
Well, they tried.
I know. I would do it against Green Bay. I would definitely try it against Green Bay.
Well, they came out against Cincinnati in the no huddle, and that was one of the reasons why Ahmad Bradshaw was on the sideline to start the game. They liked some plays in the no huddle to have Andre Brown in the game, and Bradshaw even said it after the game. You know, people wanted to know how come he was on the sideline. He said, "Well, we were in the no huddle. They couldn't get me back in because we were in the no huddle."
Well, I don't understand that, because Bradshaw should be on the field when they go no huddle. He's a great player out of the backfield. We can just dump it off to him, which is part of that package. Well, so I don't get that.
Yeah, but you know what? There are things that everybody keeps saying. Well, you know, you're force feeding Bradshaw. Maybe give Andre Brown a couple different looks.
Listen, let's not forget, Bradshaw hardly practiced the week leading up to the Cincinnati game.
He hardly practices all the time.
Yeah, well, again, you need to practice.
Okay.
And if you're going to
practice,
if you're going to employ, you know, a new approach, you like your people to be practicing.
I guess we're talking about practice, Bobby.
Milarski wants to know, how do they find a way to get David Wilson more involved?
Here we go. Listen.
Come on, we got to ask the David Wilson
part question. Of the David Wilson thing is simple. Until they realize that the kid will be able to pick up blitz packages and block so Eli doesn't get killed, he's not going to get a lot of snaps. He'll get little packages here, little packages there. But it's about him recognizing where the rush is coming from.
The best thing for the Giants and the worst thing for David Wilson was the fact that when Ahmad Bradshaw got hurt, Andre Brown went in and did a great job. And when Andre Brown came in and did a great job, he leapfrogged David Wilson in those packages, and they almost said, "Well, look, you know, we can rely on Andre more than we can rely on David. We want David in the game, but we have a second guy now that we need to use."
David Wilson has worked extremely hard and practiced hard and has progressed throughout the course of the season. And Tom Coughlin has said as recently as this week that we have to get him more involved. He will get more involved.
I just want to clarify one thing there.
But you're right, Fooch.
Him dropping the ball, too, was also a problem. So don't make it look like Andre Brown. He allowed Brown to come in by him dropping the ball.
Absolutely. But when Bradshaw got hurt, everyone expected David Wilson to be the guy that, okay, here we go.
Right.
And Andre Brown went in and actually made the most of his opportunity.
Because of the fumbling problem.
Right.
Well, he fumbled once.
Right.
Well, but to support Fooch's argument.
Oh, here we go.
You know, fans constantly say, well, just get him in for the, you know, run him. But what you have to remember is Eli Manning can do whatever he wants with the Giants playbook. So, yeah, Kevin Gilbride may call a run, and Eli may take a look at what the defense is presenting.
Which he has done.
And audible into a pass. Now, do you want a guy in there that could get your quarterback killed?
Right. Well, and let's be honest.
It's not like high school football where they just call the play and you go in and you run.
The David Wilson stuff is I'd say 80% of what Doug Martin is doing in Tampa Bay, and he was picked one pick before the Giants took David Wilson. So everyone looks at what Doug Martin has done, and especially coming off of that monster 4-touchdown game where he was incredible. You know, the reality is that if Doug Martin was here, he would not be doing with the Giants what he's doing in Tampa Bay.
All right, time for a prediction for Sunday night.
I think Green Bay finds a way to win this game, 27-24.
You know what? I'll buy into the look in the mirror speeches this week.
Man in the mirror.
31-27, Giants get back off the schneid.
All right, Michael Jackson.
Thanks, Tuna.
Hey, listen, have a great Thanksgiving, everybody.
Don't eat too much turkey today.
Everybody be safe. Make sure you join us next week right here on Giants.com for another edition of Giants Online. Enjoy your football, everybody.